Hi, Coach.
How you doing?
Coach, Bill Belichick has been raving about Ed Reed the last couple of days, and Tom Brady joked that he wanted to adopt him. Does he really have a Superman cape underneath his pads, or, you know, how do you describe
him? He's a special player. Since the day that Ed got here, it feels like he's been here forever, like he's a 12-year, 15-year vet, because he's been so productive and such a leader on this team from the day he got here. You forget really what a young player he is. And, you know, no question what he's been able to do and the way he's been able to impact our defense.
Brian, can you just talk about the challenge of Monday night and facing this Patriots team?
Exciting. You know, this is exactly what this team needs. Obviously, this year hasn't been what we had hoped it would be for a lot of different reasons. And to play what is not even arguably the best team in the league. I have not seen a team this good in a long time. And so that's just the challenge that our players need to take on what is the best team in the league and see how we can fare.
What are your thoughts about seeing Adalis Thomas?
It's hard to play a game in today's game that you don't have somebody coming back home, or you go someplace where you have someone on your squad that is going back home. It's just in today's transient nature of the game, it's hard not to have that on a given basis. And AD, it was a big part of this team for a long time, kind of grew up here with this team, and was a great player, was a great citizen, very, very much missed in Baltimore, and I'm sure our fans will greet him very, very warmly.
Brian, I know that you have respect for all teams and you have respect for the Patriots, but is it surprising in this day and age to see any team undefeated at this point of the season?
It is. You know, you go into the season, and I've always used the analogy, can a team win 16 games in a row? Well, no. Conventional thinking says no. But when you have a team with the confidence, the momentum, the experience that the Patriots have, do they look at it, and every week do they say, can we win this game? Well, yes, and so that you do that 16 times, then you get through it. But it is, and today, again, as I alluded to earlier, the transitory nature of the league now because of the cap, it makes it harder and harder to do than before, and you have to respect the accomplishment even more.
Bill, it seems to be a great deal of respect that each team has for each other. Does that stem right from the coaching down to the players?
Oh, no question. Bill Belichick is a proven, you know, I don't know who over the period of time, same period of time, has been any better. And the fact that they've been able to sustain it, that's, again, in this cap era, that's the thing that's most impressive. We certainly have had a certain level of success, but over the last few years, we've been victim to, like a lot of teams, that roller coaster that, you know, one year you're 13-3, and the next year you're not. And that's something that we strive to try to get past, and we'll begin to address in the off season. But you have to admire that component more than anything else, and that begins at the top with Coach Belichick, and right out through Tom Brady and the organization as a whole.
What has gone wrong these last five games, Hugo?
Well, we'll go about that task in the off season, trying to identify it. You don't want to dismiss it to injuries. But at the end of the day, when we'll go through the analysis and kind of know going in that when you've lost the players that we've lost and been in and out of the lineup, that we'll get through our exhaustive analysis in the offseason and probably come to that very conclusion. But you can't dismiss it to that. You have to look at all the attendant things to it. For us, it's if you need to look at one thing, look at the turnovers. Last year we were plus whatever, 13, 14, 15. And near the top of the league. This year we're on the flip side of that, and there's a lot of reasons for that. But you can't give in to that and feel sorry for yourself and cry in your beer because there's no future in that. You embrace the challenge of where you're at. It's whoever's at corner is a corner. Who's at tight end is a tight end. If you got three rookies in the offensive line, you got three rookies in the offensive line. And you embrace that challenge.
Coaches thought that you need to be balanced on offense, but certainly the Patriots this year, especially the last couple of games, you know, their running game has slipped back a little bit. Have you ever seen a team win like this, just throwing the ball as much as they have?
Well, I think they have the capability to be as balanced as they want to be. They're going in and doing whatever they think they have to do to move the ball. I've never been one to believe, and it doesn't look like they are, that you got to run to set up the pass or pass to set up the run. If you can throw the ball, then you throw it. If you can run it, you run it. And they have the capacity to do both. I don't know that their running game has fallen off. If it has, it's by design because they thought they could do and get done what they needed to done the other way. And they're capable, if they think they're that fits the game plan, to come out and run the ball 50 times too if they want to.
Am I correct that you were with the Vikings in Randy's first year, 98?
Yep. Uh-huh.
And I'm just curious, when you see what, looking at the Patriots from what you've seen leading into this game, I mean, do you see the same guy in Randy Moss this year that you remember in that year in 98?
Well, obviously, I had a huge affection for Randy. He, we throw the term superstar and unique around too flippantly for my liking. Those are unique terms. And he's as unique a player that's ever been in this game. I had him when he was just a puppy, and he was great to be around. I really enjoyed Randy. You just saw greatness written all over him. And then obviously tracked him through his trials and tribulation. And I'm happy for Randy. I'm happy for him to have found a place with an organization, with a quarterback like Tom Brady, that hopefully can allow him to exhibit his talents, stay focused on his talents, and remove some of the noise that has followed him throughout the years, because he's deserving of having the success that he's had and not being looked in any other light than that of a great player.
Yesterday, Ron Jaworski was holding a conference call, and you know how he breaks down the tapes. I guess he gets into that NFL film studio and gets some coach's tape and is able to look at it. And he made the point that in this last game against the Eagles, he felt like Randy took some plays off on the backside. And it's something that, you know, I couldn't have spotted in looking back over the game myself. And I'm curious, one, if you saw that, and two, if that's something that in 98 was something that you had to look at and maybe be concerned with.
You know, I'm looking at a Patriot offense that's about to just zoom past that 98 offense that I had that hold the all-time scoring record. And this team is running at a high level of efficiency. I think that type of thing is overblown. Mm-hmm. If you chose to take a Polaroid snapshot of any player at any given time, you could probably find an instance that a player maybe was not 100%, focused or coming off the ball. I mean, this is a tough physical game. So if you choose to isolate those things, I'm sure you could find it, but I don't put much credence in that.
Brian, you mentioned earlier about things hadn't been really going as well as you'd like them for your club this year. That being the case, playing the Patriots, obviously there's a lot they have at stake, perfect record. Does that give you guys any extra motivation? Not that you need any, but the fact that this is somewhat, I know you're not officially out of the playoff picture, but, I mean, this is almost, you almost treat this game like the intensity of a playoff game?
Well, that intimates that the other games you don't treat that way, or that games going forward you might not treat the same way. And you go down that path, you're going to find yourself someplace you don't want to be. For us, who else would you rather play right now? Well, let's play the best. Why not? We've had difficulties and injuries and a number of things we have overcome. But what's the value in playing someone that's struggling or let's play the best. Let's have at it and do it at home and do it on Monday night, and let's let the whole world watch. What a great motivator. Certainly getting my players to focus this week is not going to be an issue. The next 2 weeks where we can play New England and then Indianapolis. And it's just the kind of challenge that you want to have when you're in a team in the position we are right now. You've got to find those challenges. You've got to find that motivation. And these two teams are exactly what we need right now, as odd as that sounds. Kind of perverse, but...
Sure. Speaking of motivation, and you probably had been asked this question a few weeks ago by the Baltimore area media, but how did you interpret the comment by Adalys Thomas in Sports Illustrated when he was comparing the Ravens and the Patriots, how things are differently at each place?
I don't pay much attention to that. It's always... Adalys was a big part of what we did, and we all have a huge affection for him. I said earlier, he was a big part of the community. I know he was very appreciative of the things that were done for him here. It's always a little disconcerting sometimes when players who inevitably will go away need to grab a 30-second soundbite for whatever reason they choose to. But it is what it is. I didn't see it. I don't pay much attention to it and understand the nature of how those types of things are said, and would just as soon prefer to keep my perspective of Adelius what it has been, which is a great young man that I would had the privilege of coaching for, what was it, 7 years, 8 years.
Mm-hmm. If I could just follow up on that, Ray was a little upset by it. I mean, do you think that could your players could maybe use that as sort of a motivation?
There's always a competitiveness between players when they come back or go back to where they were. It's, I don't know if you, I've got a younger brother that's 18 months younger than I am, and you talk about competing and trash talking, and but he's still your brother. There's nothing better than competing against your brother, and I think there's a little bit of that. Whatever said or whatever the motions are, I don't pay much attention to it. There's the NFL. There's the challenge, the competitiveness, the camaraderie, the relationships, and then there's all that stuff that you guys do. And they seem to be very separate at times, and players get drawn into it or not. And I think the former is what the players really stayed focused on and what I prefer to focus on.
Bren, just a few more quick ones here. That 98 Vikings offense versus this Patriots offense, can you just compare and contrast in terms of, like, style, the way – you know, the 98 offense went about things and the way you see this Patriots offense going about things. Are there similarities or are these two really distinct offenses different?
Oh, I think that was a very, very talented group in 98 that I did a magnificent job of just trying to stay out of their way and letting them let that talent come to the forefront, from the receivers at the outside to the depth at running back with Robert Smith and Leroy Horde, Andrew Glover at tight end. I think we had 3 first-round draft picks on the offensive line. Randall Cunningham did a magnificent job managing that team as well. This team's different. Certainly it has talent, but Tom Brady, you can't help but come back. And obviously the impact of Randy, we alluded to that earlier. But Tom Brady, it's other than, again, in kind of a perverse sense, I'm truly enjoying watching the film of Tom Brady because he's playing as an efficient, fluid game as I've ever seen at the quarterback position, and he's a joy from a coaching and an artistic standpoint. It's a joy to watch him operate, and it all begins with Tom Brady, and that doesn't minimize or diminish what they're doing scheme wise or what they have player wise. But it's amazing to watch him operate, and that's going to be the challenge.
Brian, what? Your first quarters have been tough. The Patriots' first quarters have been overwhelming. How important is just getting through the first 15 minutes going to be on Monday night?
Anytime you play a great team like that, that's going to be very important. We can't turn the ball over. I mean, the Patriots certainly don't need a short field to continue to do what they're doing, and that's been our nemesis. You know, when we don't turn the ball over, we've done some pretty good things. But when we turn the ball over and put our defense on a shortened field, or take ourselves away from a scoring opportunity after a drive, it's hard to win, as is evidenced by our record. And that obviously is something that has to be avoided. But by the same token, you can't play a game with your sole purpose being to not turn the ball over. You have to be more aggressive than that, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to try to make it as tough on the Patriots as we can in that regard, and both defensively and offensively, special teams, put as much pressure as we can on this team and see what happens.
I mean, that seems like a tough quandary that you don't want to turn the ball over, but if you don't take some chances against the Patriots, I mean, history this year has shown that you're probably not going to beat them 14-13. You're going to have to.
Yeah, no, that would be unrealistic.
And I guess the last thing, and I know it's water under the bridge, and I don't know if you've addressed it. I'm just curious, in retrospect, your take on the whole field goal game, because in one respect, from my view, I look at that and say, you know, they got the call right, but the process seemed to be distorted, Brian. I just didn't know if, in retrospect, you know, you could follow up on that and share your thoughts on the way that game against the Browns unfolded and where you'd like to see that go in the future in terms of the NFL.
Oh, that certainly would have opinions on that, but my wife has told me if I get one more NFL fine criticizing officials, she's going to lock me out of the house, so... the weather's getting a little cold here. I don't know that I need to be locked out of the house. You know, there's a process. We followed it. It will be. It's been reviewed. Ozzie Newsom's on the competition committee. I'll let those that that want to address it, and we'll address it in the off season. I don't know that they much care what I think, so we'll move on to the next thing.
Brian, thanks a lot.
Thanks,
that was
Brian.
Great.
All right, guys.
Thanks.